Let's head out to Los Angeles and visit with our very good friend Jason Nathanson, ABC News entertainment correspondent. Jason, the new Ghostbusters in theaters today. We got Monkey Man also. Well, that's on the way, I think. But let's talk about this new Ghostbuster movie and everything else coming out, including Jake Gyllenhaal, his new movie. This Ghostbusters movie, I'm really interested to see what you think about it, because it got some low ratings on Rotten Tomatoes, but the audience seems to like it.
Yeah, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire is right now sitting at 44% from critics on Rotten Tomatoes, 86% from audiences who saw it last night. So that's good. The audiences who went to the Thursday night previews were into it, although audiences who go to Thursday night previews are usually the ones who are most excited about the film anyway. So they're usually going to be a little more excited, and they seem to like it. So that's good, because we need another box office hit. We're right now 10% behind last year at the box office after a really slow start on the year. So this, looking at a $45 million opening, which would be good following a good month we had with Dune 2 and Kung Fu Panda and some of those other films. So this could keep up the trend and kind of get us back to, as we start to head towards summer, somewhat on the upswing when it comes to the box office.
And I trust your opinion. Have you seen it yet, Ghostbusters?
I did not. Okay. Nope, I did not. I did not get a chance to see it.
Okay, so I'll look forward to that in the future. But there is a lot of stuff to do and watch this weekend, isn't there?
Yeah, so other things to watch on Netflix. There is a biopic of Shirley Chisholm, who was the first black woman ever elected to Congress, and then she was the first black woman to ever run for president in 1972. Regina King plays Shirley here, and she does a fantastic job. She really carries this film. It's a fantastic movie about a fantastic woman who led a fantastic life, and it only focuses on that year of 1972 where she runs for president, which I think is a very smart move when it comes to biopics. Sometimes they try to do too much, focus on too much of somebody's life, so this just focusing on a very small slice of her life, but a very important slice as well. You also have Terrence Howard is in this as well. John Ridley wrote and directs. He was the Oscar-winning screenwriter of 12 Years a Slave. So some really good people behind this film. That's streaming right now on Netflix.
And this Roadhouse retake, it should be, is it good? And it's out this weekend too, right?
Yeah, Roadhouse was a 1989 Patrick Swayze cult classic, which was panned hardcore by critics when it first came out. Did not make a whole lot of money at the box office, but then found a second life on DVD, or not even DVD at the time.
VHS.
VHS rental, and on HBO and things like that, and people watched it and ended up liking it. But still, it was kind of a head-scratching, why are they remaking this film? And then when Jake Gyllenhaal got involved, it was a lot, he's really good. Again, why is he remaking this film? And the beauty of Roadhouse, this remake, is that it knows exactly what it is, and it's not trying to be anything else. It is a cheesy fight movie with a lot of good fight scenes, a ripped Jake Gyllenhaal with his shirt off most of the time. It's funny. It doesn't get too serious. It tries to a little bit at one point, but if you just watch it to have fun, you know, I think you're going to have a lot of fun. Conor McGregor co-stars as one of the bad guys in this, making his film debut. He's, of course, the UFC fight champ. He and Jake Gyllenhaal go at it a couple times. One of the fights, the last fight, way too long. They hit each other way too hard for it to be believable. But overall, I had a lot of fun with it.
Well, and my husband is one. Whenever the old Roadhouse comes on TV, no matter which channel it's on, he will watch it. He will start sit down and start watching it. So this one might hopefully live up to, you know, the fandom that is out there. So let's talk about this other thing that's out now on the small screen, The Three Body Problem. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's a new series from the creators of Game of Thrones, David Benioff and D.B. Weiss, the TV creators of Game of Thrones, who everybody loved when they first started Game of Thrones, and then a lot of people weren't happy with when they, by the time they ended Game of Thrones. This is their first series since Game of Thrones. They've executive produced some others, but this is the first one that they've directed and written since Game of Thrones. And it is, like Game of Thrones, a big sprawling epic. It's based on a very popular sci-fi book series called Remembrance of Earth's Past, something with which I'm not familiar, but it's sci-fi, it's aliens, it's questions about the universe and big, big, you know, life questions and things like that, with a lot of mystery and a big sprawling cast. It takes place across decades and countries. And one of the things is about a lot of streaming services over the past few years is have tried to find the next Game of Thrones, and a lot of them have done it without any success. And the series have not been good. They haven't looked good. This looks really good. It looks like they spent a lot of money on this. It looks like they spent it in the right places. You have a lot of great people in this. Isaac Gonzalez, Benedict Wong, a couple of Game of Thrones names, and John Bradley and Liam Cunningham. I really liked the first episode, and I'm interested to see where it goes from here.
And finally, we've got about 45 seconds left. Kristen Wiig, which is one of my favorites. She's very funny. Palm Royal, how does this look?
This is a new series from Apple TV Plus. Kristen Wiig stars as a woman who's trying to get into the Palm Beach country club scene and kind of fails. They can sniff her out. They can tell that she doesn't belong in high society. You have Allison Janney, also co-stars in this, Carol Burnett. You have a really big cast. I didn't love the show, though. It doesn't really know what it wants to be. It's kind of funny. It's kind of serious. It's all over the place. It's slapstick sometimes. And just really didn't gel for me.
Okay. Well, very good. We'll leave it at that. Looking forward to next week talking about Godzilla and King Kong. That should be fun, too. All right, Jason, thanks again for the time. Always great to catch up with you.
All right, take care.